A year ago, the Sri Lankan government and Tamil Tiger rebels began peace talks, raising hopes of putting an end to the island nation's devastating two-decade-long civil conflict. But the peace process has faltered, and optimism has given way to doubts. When the Sri Lankan government and Tamil Tiger rebels met in Bangkok in September last year for their first round of talks, the handshakes were warm and hopes were high. Negotiators warned of difficult days, but both sides seemed determined to solve a civil conflict that erupted in 1983 when the rebels began their armed struggle for a separate Tamil homeland in the north and the east. Peace seemed a step closer when rebels agreed to settle for autonomy and gave up their separatist agenda in December last year. The international community held out promises of aid to rebuild the war-shattered island. It seemed the time had come to stop a war that had cost the country more than 60,000 lives and shattered its economy. But the momentum toward peace has flagged. For the past 6 months, the rebels and the government have not held talks. In April, the rebels walked away from the negotiating table, complaining that the government had failed to meet pledges to rebuild war-shattered areas and demanding an interim administration in the north and east. Political analyst Jehan Pereira of the National Peace Council says the rebels want the legitimacy of such an administration at home and with the international community.
The Tigers were really feeling very uneasy with the process because they felt that the government was just getting ahead of them in terms of international sympathy and support, and that they were getting marginalized.
The rebels are currently studying a power-sharing offer by the government and are expected to make a counter-proposal by the end of the month. As the country waits for the rebels to take the next step, political analysts say peace seems fragile. But Mr. Pereira points out that the country has witnessed virtually no fighting in the last year and a half. It is the longest ever pause in the war so far.
The improvement in the overall situation is such that the fact that for over a year now, that there has been no killings, no bombings, etc., is so positive.
The truce has opened the door to foreign investors, brought in tourists, and revived the stock markets. But doubts about the peace process include fears that rebels may demand much more than the government is willing to give. The government plan offers the rebels powers over rebuilding and resettlement of refugees, but does not hand over security to the rebels. Meanwhile, the international community is also trying to nudge the rebels back to the negotiating table, warning that billions of dollars in aid are at risk if the peace process does not get back on track. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.